Log Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, yes, yes. We want to thank you for tuning in to another great Joy Doctor show. Yes, we want to thank you, you, and yes, you, for tuning in. And for those of you that would like to tune in the future or would like to tell someone, the number is 323-580-5712. Once again, that number is 323-580-5712, where you can listen, laugh, and learn. Yes, you can listen, laugh, and learn from the Joy Doctor. Yes, yes, the Joy Doctor. So tonight, we're going to talk about Let's Do It. Now, tonight, we want to be on a more serious note, because last week, or last time, we talked about the makeover. How many of you got your makeover done? How many of you actually did the makeover? How many of you would like to do a makeover? You still have time. You can say the month of January is going to be my month for me to begin and do and get my makeover done. Now, mind you, it should have been done in December. Coming into the new year, you would have had no baggage. But there is no time like the present. That's right. There is no time like the present. So tonight, we're going to talk about Let's Do It. Because, see, so many times we start out fresh, we start out excited, we start out on a note, but then somewhere down the line we get deflated, we get disappointed, we get sidetracked, we get pulled back or slowed down. So tonight I want to encourage you to let's do it. Yes, let's do the things that we started out to do on last week when we began to talk about our makeover. Let's do it. Let's get rid of those friends, get rid of those people, get rid of those things that are not allowing us to prosper. Yes, yes, yes. This year is about prospering. Remember, this year is all about you. Not to be selfish. But this year, all about you. Yes, the promises that you make to yourself that you are going to fulfill throughout this year. And this is step number one, where we're talking about let's do it. Yes, let's do it, because if we tend to procrastinate, that means nothing will get done. You'll be in the same place this time next year with a plan in mind but no action in hand. That's right. A plan in mind but no action in hand. So in order to make things happen, we have to take our mindset. The things that we have up there, nobody can see them. Write them down like an action plan, and then we have to follow through. Now, let's go with taking the things from our mind and transforming them on paper. A lot of you, or maybe some of you, may not be used to a game plan. Some of you, or a lot of you, may not be used to a structured deal, a structured format. And I say a structured format is because with anything, there has to be a foundation. Yes, with anything that you work with, work on, and work for, there has to be a foundation. Now, in some cases, the foundation can be strong. In other cases, the foundation can be weak. So as you start out, or as we start out, we want our foundation to be strong. So therefore, we transpose those, transfer those things that are in our mind onto paper. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because once we get out of our mind, it's now no longer a thought. It's an action. And with that action, there is a process. So now that we've transferred it from our mind to our piece of paper, now it's visual. We can visualize it. Now we can measure it. It will take this to accomplish this. Now all of it is coming into realization. That's right. It's now all coming into realization. Now you no longer have ideas and thoughts. Now you have dreams and vision. Yes, now you have dreams and vision. Now, how do we accomplish our dreams? How do we accomplish our goals? How do we accomplish our vision? We do it one step at a time. So that way we don't get overwhelmed. That way we don't get disappointed. We don't get sidetracked. It's easier to focus on one thing magnified by 100 times than it is to focus on 100 things magnified only once. That's right. It's easier to focus on one thing magnifying it 100 times than it is to focus on 100 things magnified by one time. Because the more you focus on it, the more your mind can grasp it, and it becomes a reality. That's right. The more you focus on it, the more you can grasp it, and it can become a reality. Because there's a great parable that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Now, he just don't become what he thinks automatically. There's some work between the thinking and the becoming. So this is the groundwork that we're laying out now as a strong foundation for you to become that which you think you are, or that you see yourself already being. So this is the groundwork. These are the ground rules. So you transfer that which is in your mind onto paper. That way it becomes visual. And the more you see it, the more you can grasp it, then it becomes a reality. Because remember, as a man thinketh, so is he. But we don't want reality to overtake us, so therefore we're taking it one step at a time. Yes, we're taking it one step at a time. Because in order to succeed at something, you must see the ending from the beginning. That's right. You must see the ending from the beginning. So once you see the ending and you start at the beginning, then you map and plan your way back to the ending. Easier that way. Because if you say you want to be an astronaut, or you want to be a ballet dancer, but you don't see yourself in space as an astronaut, or you don't see yourself on stage as a ballet dancer, then you don't know the steps to get there. Now, mind you, if the vision is clear, if the dream is clear, if the goals are measurable, then it's easier to have it accomplished. Because there's nothing like talking to someone and they don't know where they're going. You cannot get behind the wheel of a car and just continue to drive, because then you'll have wasted time, wasted gas, used tires, used car, and you end up nowhere. So in less doing it means putting your feet to action to move your thoughts from just thoughts to reality. So yes, there's some work to be done. There's some work to do. So let's get started. So number one, you write down all your thoughts. And as you begin to write down all your thoughts, you begin to see how they come together for a common goal. That's right. They come together for a common goal, and this will help you accomplish your dream, your goal, or your vision. Because believe it or not, all the things that you work on tend to lead you in the same direction. That's right. It tends to lead you in the same direction. So, when you begin to write them down, and once you write them down, you begin to visualize them every day. Look at them in the morning. Read it in your mind all the way through from 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, however many things you have written down. Then once you've looked at them, went over them with your eyes all the way down, then you start back at the beginning and you read it aloud all the way to the end. Then after you read them aloud, you take a moment to let it soak in. And then in the afternoon, you do the same thing. Now, I guarantee you, after about day three, they begin to become a part of you. The things that was in your mind that you have placed on the paper now are back in your mind. But now they're serving a different purpose. Instead of just being thoughts and ideas and wandering around, now they're thoughts and ideas with actions and a plan. That's right. They're thoughts and ideas with an action plan. And when this comes about, you're more apt to get the things accomplished that you're needing or wanting to get accomplished than you were in the beginning when it was just a thought, an idea, or a dream. Now, mind you, all of this is work, but it can be done. Can be done, but you have to be determined, you have to stay focused, and you don't pick up any baggage along the way. That's right. You do not pick up any baggage along the way. Because if you pick up baggage along the way, it will slow you down. It will tire you out. And sooner or later, you will come to a standstill. So what do you have to do? You have to pick yourself back up, brush yourself off, and say, I can do this. I will do this. I shall do this because I want this more than anybody else. I want this for me, not worrying what anybody else thinks, not worrying about what everybody else is doing. I want this for me. Yes, that's right. I want this for me. So I'm going to do these steps, and I'm going to follow this plan, and I'm going to make it happen. And when I do this, I'm guaranteed to begin to see the new me from my makeover. Because when I do this, all the things that I wanted in my makeover are now coming alive. And when they come alive, then I'll be able to put them in action. And there is nothing like seeing something come alive that you know that you developed or that you know you had a part in. It is a great feeling. A fantastic feeling. It is something that you will never forget. It is something that will make you extremely proud. Yes, it will make you extremely proud. So we have to go from our thoughts, transferring them to paper, and from our paper, digesting them back into our mind and into our thought pattern. But we have to do so. And when we do so, we place it in action because we're talking about let's doing it, right? That's what we're talking about. Let's do it.